Coming up in a few seconds or a minute or so, inshallah, we'll be speaking to Jalals, those mad bomb bag prank experts or pranksters rather. We'll be finding out exactly. You've seen those videos. Tell me you haven't seen those videos with the guys throwing the bag and running. So we want to ask them, what is it, why is it that they do what they do? It's promising to be a very interesting interview. Stay tuned to Radio Islam International. Remember, you can interact with us on these mediums here that Tufail will be giving to you, inshallah, in a few seconds' time. When we come back from that interactive medium update, we'll be listening to or speaking to Jalals live out of Melbourne, Australia, mate.
Interact with Ijaz. WhatsApp 0727861548. SMS 488555. Or tweet him EJAZ_K.
Run.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. Now, I'm sure you've seen these videos. You've definitely seen these videos where you see a guy in Arab garb dropping a bag and watching people lose their minds as they run away in terror, in proper terror. So now I've decided I've got to get hold of these guys, and we've managed to get through to them, and all of them are with us right now. This is a Radio Islam exclusive. We're joined by Jalals. So we say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alright, just give us the details, your names, and yeah, just a bit of background, each of you.
So I'll start. My name is Max Jalal. I'm 20 years old and live in Melbourne, Australia.
My name is Rabin Jalal. I'm 16 years old and also live in Melbourne, Australia.
My name is Armin Jalal. I'm 18 years old.
Yeah, for those who have been living under a rock or in a cave and haven't heard of Jalals, please explain to our listeners who you are.
We make prank videos and we are posted on both Facebook and YouTube, but we're really famous for the public bomb scare prank.
Now, how did this idea come about? What was the inspiration for this?
We were all kind of sitting together one day and we needed a new video for our Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And we remember that we wanted to call it something that was like on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like something controversial, something that people would watch and they won't know whether they want to laugh at it or say, no, this is wrong. So that created the bomb prank.
Cool. 1.5 million likes on Facebook. Have you guys been surprised by the viral nature of your stuff? Worldwide people are talking, laughing?
It's on 1.6 million now, I think.
My bad.
No, it's all good. Yeah, it's really weird seeing everyone just mentioning Jalals, this, Jalals, that. Because our Facebook page was a lot smaller before then.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1 week, it went from 20,000 likes to 1 million likes.
Wow.
And that's the fastest growth anyone's ever seen on Facebook. So yeah, it all happened pretty quickly and it was pretty full on.
Yeah, in South Africa, many WhatsApp groups where people pass on the links and stuff. And then there's this discussion that, is it true that one of the brothers has got shot during a prank? So you can maybe confirm for our listeners out there and everyone, is this in fact truth that someone did actually get shot amongst you for one of these pranks?
No, so part of this whole fame thing was people are going to try and make money to make stories, like news stories.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the fake stories was that Armin, the middle brother, got shot. And so what we did was we played along with this prank.
No.
That these news media outlets were making, but these are unprofessional ones. They were just in it to make money through advertisement. And yeah, we just played along with it and let the public believe that Armin got shot, but no, he didn't get shot.
Right, so you heard that on Radio Islam International. That was not a true story. No one's got shot, really. They just played along. Good one there, guys. But now, I'm going to ask you on a more serious note. Do the pranks show that people are terrified of Muslims because of the media portrayal of us?
Yeah, that's exactly what the prank shows. It shows that how simple-minded people are in the Western countries and how easily they believe what everything the news tells them. And that's the kind of message we're just trying to, like, in a more humorous way, trying to show our audience that how simple-minded and how gullible people are into believing everything the news tells them, and just sort of, like, have a second look at yourself and look what you're really like.
Now, what are some of the weirdest bomb bag drops that you guys have done? Tell us.
The weirdest, jumping out of a tree.
Out of a tree?
Yeah. And someone was going to Doug, and we were waiting until, because they were going around these all these blocks one by one, and we waited until they went around this one. We got ready, camera, he jumped up the tree, and as he was coming down, the the bomb bag thrower jumped down the tree and threw the bag at him.
Now, we don't see the unedited material, guys. Do you guys ever get caught or beaten up or arrested even?
No, we haven't gotten beaten up, but, like, sometimes they do get angry. Like, have you seen the first one where the guy jumps in the lake?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was really, really angry because he had his phone in his pocket. So we replaced, he had an old Samsung phone, but we replaced that phone with a new iPhone 6.
Oh, good on you, mate.
So, yeah, he was really happy about that. So even though he did get a little wet, at the end of the day, I think he was happy that he got a brand new iPhone 6.
Yeah, I'm sure people must be acting, after hearing that story, they're hoping that you prank them. They'll put their 3310 in their pockets and tell you to replace it with their iPhone.
Yeah, maybe.
Now, what can we look for, you know, what's in the pipeline? What can we look out for in terms of future pranks from you guys?
In the future pranks, you're going to see a lot of edgy pranks, a lot of, like, daredevil sort of things, you know what I mean? Like,
even more so.
Other pranks is what you do.
Okay, and I was going to ask you, have you received any criticism from Islamic leaders in Australia, or, you know, how has that gone out?
Had any criticism from Islamic leaders from Australia, but you do get your comments every now and then saying that you make Islam look bad by making these videos, you're only adding fuel to the fire. But what we see is that if you're already a racist person and you see this video, you're still going to be a racist person. If you're not a racist person and you see this video, then you're still not going to be a racist person. This video isn't going to change your views on Islam, you know what I mean?
Of course. And that's another nice thing that comes out from the video, is that you can see how little that it actually happens in real life, where you see guys in Arab garbs running around with bags and dropping them and running away.
Yes.
Especially in the Western world.
Yeah. And one of our other main things that we try and do is we're kind of making a mockery of ISIS.
Yeah.
And if people, like, you know, that's why we tell people don't look at our videos as representing Islam, because we don't see ISIS to represent Islam. So people shouldn't, like, look at our videos and say, hey, these guys are representing Muslims. We're sort of trying to make a mockery of ISIS and showing the world that they're not as big as they think they are, and they're not as scary as, like, you know, the media shows them to be, and they're a lot smaller than what people actually think they are.
Perfect. Any closing comments from all of you guys on this adventure that you guys are on?
Just stay tuned on our Facebook page, because there will be a lot more content coming through. We're doing both skits, like, as in short funny videos that aren't pranks, and pranks as well. So we've been switching it up.
Okay, and I just got to tell you that the reason why I didn't want to do this live, because I had a feeling that you guys would try and prank me during this interview. So so just to cover all bases, I said, no, let the other record this interview and play it out.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
Jazakallah khair for joining us on the program. And
open.
I'm sure our listeners will be thrilled that we managed to get you on. You know, they're like, ah, did you hear? Those guys who do that pranks, they were on Radio Islam. So, yeah, Jazakallah khair for taking out some time to join us and, you know, share your story.
Yeah, now we're happy to do it anytime. Hey, guys, we're the Jalals. Shout out to Radio Islam International. Keep listening to Mind, Body and Chow with Ijaz.
Jazakallah khair, brothers, and all the best in your future endeavors, and hopefully you don't ever get really shot.
No, thanks a lot, man.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Run.